As the crowds came and went, he strolled with them past the bell tower, the tallest in all the world. In its belfry, chimes were ringing, and all of Seville was glad and joyous. Pepin wandered through a garden where roses climbed the hedges around him, and peacocks spread their tails before a mountain. There was so much to see that it was hard to stop and work, but remembering the box hanging from his shoulder, Pepin turned back to the crowded streets. He came to the Street of the Serpents, so narrow that only foot passengers were allowed within it, and yet it is the main shopping street of Seville. Pepin knew that he would find work here. He took up his stand near the post box, where letters were dropped through the mouth of a carved lion. And now Pepin was busy cleaning shoes. He rubbed and polished, and his pockets jingled with pennies. Easter passed, but the crowd still lingered in Seville, for now it was time for the fair. The streets were hung with flowers and colored lights. Booths had been built along the way where friends greeted friends. There were dancing and singing. There were merry-go-rounds and slides for the children. Everyone was happy, and shoes must be polished neatly so as not to shame the gay shawls and lace headdresses which the Spanish girls wore so prettily. Pepin worked and played and worked some more. When the fair was over, he had earned enough money to last him through the summer. He hid the money in his saddlebag and remounted the donkey. Then he turned its head toward Ronda and began his long journey, for he must take the donkey back to his brother, who had been walking to the grist mill so that Pepin could ride.